It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean, and in a time of social distancing, that means checking your personal movie library or maybe downloading a movie to stream on your television or your laptop or your mobile device. Lots of ways to watch things these days. Matt, you have a huge personal collection, and today we're going to talk about movies from the past decade that you'd recommend for those of us who are shut in and restless.
Yeah, it was a great decade for movies, Doug, and who knows when you and I will do another actual first-run film review. I'm not sure, no one's sure, but I can't wait for that to happen because it's obviously going through some withdrawals as Emma and Portrait of a Lady on Fire were the last films I reviewed. But within the last decade, let's maybe start with more kid-friendly films. I really loved Zootopia. I think that was my favorite Pixar animation of the last decade, Doug. It kind of was a film noir with this rabbit investigating things, and it was so good, so well done. Jennifer Goodwin did the voice of the rabbit. The sloth scene is something people talk about, but it was so inventive. That's probably my favorite animated film of the last 10 years. You know, for Marvel films, let's just face it, the Avengers films worked for me. From the first one in 2012 with the grouping of all of the big superheroes to the final Infinity War and Endgame, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I think they checked all the boxes in terms of emotion, Captain America's story arc, Iron Man's story arc, Black Widow, and I think they're some of the better action films of the last 10 years. And as I've always said, I don't know why action films can't be on par with art films or dramas or things like that. For what they were, the Russo brothers really delivered on those Avengers films. Social Network, 2010. That was probably my first great film of the decade, 10 years ago now. Of course, Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg. I think that film still holds up very well. It's so entertaining, so interesting to see how Facebook was formed, his conflicts with some of his co-owners of Facebook and that whole thing. I really like Social Network a lot. Going to 2011, The Artist, which won Best Picture that year. Of course, that was a silent film, Doug. I still think that holds up very well. 12 Years a Slave in 2013, another good choice by the Oscar people for that for Best Picture. One of the best slavery films I've still ever seen, Chiwetel Ejiofor, I thought should have got the Oscar. And there are still people I run into that have not seen that movie. That's one I would highly recommend. Some others more recently, you know, within the last year, Doug, as I said to you, there were three great films made last year. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is now kind of on pay cable, on demand. You can see that. I think it's Tarantino's best film since Pulp Fiction.
I just watched it.
What'd you think?
I thought it really is a good movie. It's well done.
It is. You can't stop watching it, can you?
It reminds me of that time, and it does have all these hooks in it because it's got these historical references and, of course, a lot of great acting as well.
And how about that star pairing, Doug, of DiCaprio and Pitt? It reminded me of Newman and Redford in Butch and the Sting. Just very rarely do you see two superstars like that paired together with such on-screen chemistry. And, of course, the final 30 minutes, we're not going to reveal it. But as you know, Tarantino likes to rewrite history. And, of course, the Manson family and all that comes up. And all I can say is buckle up for that last half hour.
What about a family movie, Matt?
Well, Zootopia, of course, as I mentioned. I think Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson is a very funny film that most people will enjoy. And I'm not saying little itty-bitty kids, but it's certainly an interesting film, I think, for the family to watch. You know, Eighth Grade, if your young teen is okay to watch that film, I still think that is about one of the best teenage movies I've ever seen. It came out in 2018 with Elsie Fisher. You want to kind of maybe talk to your teen and see if they're ready for a film like that.
It's pretty adult.
Yeah, it is pretty adult, yeah.
How about a great adventure flick? You know, the Avengers are that sort of comic book adventure, but how about, you know, a classic adventure flick?
I really like Dunkirk in 2017. If you're looking for a good history lesson, I think that film, you know, with kind of that multiple angles, multiple plot lines of Dunkirk going on, I think that checked the box pretty well. You know, some others, maybe not really adventure films, but all of the Marvel films I think are pretty good, Doug. I think they all came off pretty well. So if people didn't see all the Marvel films, maybe that's a good idea. Start from the beginning with Iron Man and see how many you can get through. They're all on Disney Plus. They are right there on Disney Plus. If you've got Disney Plus, that's where I would access those.
What if we want to laugh, Matt? What if we want to have a good time and be amused?
I think Nebraska's funny. It's a great film, black and white, and it's funny. And you and I, Doug, talked about Nebraska when it came out, the Alexander Payne movie with Bruce Dern, as he goes to kind of collect this lottery ticket that he thinks he's won. There are so many scenes that remind me of growing up in the Midwest. That scene with all the old men in that room and none of them are saying anything. I remember those settings very well, kind of that stoic Midwest Scandinavian man thing. And I think it's a very funny film. It's a very good film, but that's a very funny film. Zootopia is funny. I mentioned Zootopia. Zootopia is not only a good kids film, it's very funny as well.
I think the Grand Budapest Hotel is about as whimsically amusing as anything I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it's one of Wes Anderson's best films. Moonrise Kingdom is good, also by Wes, which came out this decade. But I think Grand Budapest Hotel is really kind of a culmination of a lot of Wes Anderson films. It's got all of his kind of stock characters in there. It's funny. The set design is great. You know, Willem Dafoe's in it. Ralph Fiennes, all these people. So that is one certainly that is very funny. And let's just say, too, Doug, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is funny. There are some hilarious scenes. When that little girl shows up, Julia Butters, who does the scene with DiCaprio, she is so good in that scene. She just walks off with that scene. I don't usually like names like Pumpkin Puss, but I can tell you're upset, so we'll talk about it later. She's so good in that scene. So a lot of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is funny. The Bruce Lee scene is well done as well. When Brad Pitt and Bruce Lee kind of face off on the set of Green Hornet, that's great too. If you want more serious movies, you know, 1917, of course, last year, Doug, about World War I. That's a great film. Boyhood. If people didn't see Boyhood, that film was shot over 12 years by Richard Linklater. That's a great one. The Master. The Master didn't make a lot of money when it came out in 2012. That's the film with Philip Seymour Hoffman, kind of as L. Ron Hubbard. I still think it's a marvelous movie. A few others. Midnight in Paris. You know, if you want a good laugh, that is probably Woody Allen's last, you know, I would say really close to great film, Midnight in Paris with Owen Wilson.
Well, how about La La Land? We get a little music in this.
I really liked La La Land. You know, there was some backlash against that film with people saying it was misogynistic and racist because it was about a white jazz musician. But to me, it was what it was. It was a film about a white jazz musician played by Ryan Gosling. Of course, Emma Stone is great in it. It's funny. It's whimsical. I think the dance numbers come off very well. And Moonlight, which it lost to for Best Picture that year. If you want something really gritty that's going to take you down into a different kind of life you've never seen, I think Moonlight still holds up, and I think that's a film that certainly deserved the Best Picture Oscar.
How about a really adult film like Blue is the Warmest Color?
Yeah, if you don't have kids, if the kids are out of the house and you want to watch a good foreign film, it's about 3 hours long. It's a French movie, but I really liked it. It's one of the best foreign films I've seen all year. The Great Beauty from Italy, 2013. That's another film directed by Paolo Sorrentino. That's a really interesting film with phenomenal visuals, very, very foreign feel to it. Never Look Away, Doug. I think that's a film you'd like a lot if you didn't see it in 2018 that came out of Germany. It's about a young artist in East Germany after the war. And, you know, he's an artist that has a lot to say, doesn't really want to do the East German style painting. But it's a long film, but it's very interesting. Kind of deals with some of the people that were members of the Nazi Party that were still hanging around East and West Germany in the 50s and 60s. That's a really good film I like as well. It's a foreign movie.
Well, there's an awful lot of stuff out there to see. You were just talking about the last 10 years or so. So if you're looking to stream something, it's largely available online. You just got to go look for it. And these days, we're going to the movies at home. So, Matt O'Lean, it's always a pleasure to check in with you.
Thanks, Doug, and I'm so glad you liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
We've been to the movies with Matt O'Lean.